Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel LaBava is here, too. Joel's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, coming up on more than 11 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that? He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you. 11 years.
That How about that?
Part of the gray hair sideburn activity I'm at.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for 11 great years. You've got some news to report on the franchise industry.
Yeah, I sure do. Oh, hold on one second. No, I'm not, you guys. I'm not talking politics. Forget. Okay, sir. These knuckleheads want me to talk to about. I'm kidding. Actually, the franchise industry, the IFA report was released, and they are predicting pretty big things, like almost a 5.5% increase due to the growth of individual new franchise units and also the employment related to that,
right.
Which would be really good. That'd be growing faster than the economy is predicted to grow. That's good stuff.
What do they attribute it to?
I think some of it is, you know, the hot restaurant sector, which is, seemingly nonstop. I mean, not only is food service the largest sector of franchising, but I'm getting a lot of people that are talking about food more than ever before. So I think that is part of it. And I think obviously the political climate has changed. The NLRB silliness from a couple of years ago hopefully is gone in the wind. That's what I'm seeing. And I think that the executives of franchise companies are starting to you know, think a little more positive and hopefully they're breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, this is the thing that's happening across industries right now to a large degree, Joel. And if you just set aside some of the quirky things that are going on, this thing with this misadventure with the immigration thing, if you set that aside and you just focus on the economy, just focus on business, there's no question that business owners felt like the last president thought that they were the enemy. He managed his agencies that way. You mentioned the NLRB. The NLRB
right.
went after the franchise industry in a way that nobody had ever done before. They crossed over some lines that they'd never done before to try to do nothing but unionize the franchise industry, and they weren't successful. But that put a chilling effect on the industry, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It definitely freaked some people out, as it should have. Unions have been weaker every year, and you know, they try to sneak in and get in with the franchisors, and it just wasn't working.
Yep. What they did, folks, in case you missed this, which means you weren't listening to my show, is that they tried to make a direct connection between the franchisees' employees. So you own a franchise and you hire, if you own a franchise, you hire people and manage them and fire them. They're your employees. They're not McDonald's employees.
That's right.
The McDonald's
That's
Corporation. Right. Well, the Obama administration's NLRB tried to make the connection and say that your employees were part of the big corporations, the franchisors,
part of the corporation, right.
Franchisors' employees, and therefore that changed everything, especially the ability to organize them, and that fell through. So it didn't work. But I wonder if what we're seeing, this growth that you're reporting today, Joel, is a combination of pent up demand and just natural growth. What do you think?
I think it's natural growth. I can tell you on a personal level, I was really, really busy last month. A lot of people were emailing me and even calling me sometimes who wanted to work with me one-on-one because they were already looking at a specific franchise and wanted to make sure they were headed the right direction. So they were, like, within a couple weeks of signing. And these people had plenty of money. So maybe there's a little pent-up demand. But and January is a huge month for franchising because everyone wants to lose weight and change their life.
Exactly. That's right? A good point. That's a good point. Well, you know, you got a combination of I believe there was a lot of slowdown in franchising during the last few years, especially of the Obama administration. The economy was averaging less than 2% growth. That's not exactly an exciting time to start a new business, to lay a bunch of money down on a franchise. And
yeah.
And now I'm predicting the economy is going to grow at 3% this year. A lot of people, other people smarter than me, are doing the same thing. And with a president, if you'll just narrow your blinders a little bit and focus on President Trump's attitude about businesses and the economy, that's an exciting thing to me.
Yeah, yeah. And gosh, I'm trying. I'm trying really hard, but I'm sure you're going to be going to break, so I don't want to start a lengthy discussion.
No. Look. There's plenty of things to go around to talk about President Trump, about some of the goofy things he does. He should not be talking about judges, his so-called judges. He needs to stay off his Twitter account. Needs to be on it about half as much, and he needs to have a filter for it. I agree. But I'm going to tell you
something. Some people tell me I do stay off my Twitter account too. So.
But you know, Joe, the thing about it is, if he in the fullness of time, if he can turn this economy around and we get to rock and roll like you and I both know America's capable of, that'll cure a lot of ills and shut up a lot of people, maybe even including the president.
It could.
Yeah,
okay.
One of my mentors said, "Sales cures all ills."
Yeah, and that's true.
It is. I need your website, please.
It is thefranchiseking.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And the book is called "Become a Franchise Owner" by Joel LaBava. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.